Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Geordie with the main evening news at 5:30. First, a look at today's main headlines. Cabinet has agreed on new draft national planning statements on rural housing. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says the extension of excise duty cuts until September 1st is only a short-term delay. The new Cathaoirleac of Inishowen Municipal District has been announced as Councillor Martin Farn and Gardaí are appealing for information after a grave was damaged at a cemetery in Letterkenny. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore has all the latest in sport coming up at around 6:15. Cabinet has agreed on the new draft national planning statement on rural housing. It will now go through an environmental assessment under relevant EU directives before being formally approved by government. Along with a number of measures included in the plan are homeowners being allowed to build a second one-off house on their land to facilitate downsizing. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has welcomed the draft planning statement for rural and Gaeltacht areas in particular. He believes it will bring them more certainty.
One of the key benefits will be the introduction of a new policy approach which will be applied consistently across the county and indeed the country, and that will provide more certainty for people wishing to build a new house in a rural area and the avoidance of prescriptive local policies that see different standards applied between neighbouring counties.
And the big issue for people in Donegal is the M56. Does the draft provide provision for building?
Unfortunately, the Minister for Housing, who's dealing with these guidelines, is not responsible for access onto national roads. And I've raised this consistently with the Minister for Transport and indeed with the Minister for Housing, and I am expecting that there'll be some guidelines in relation to that at a very early date. I believe that they should have been issued in tandem with these, but they haven't been, and we know the road, and it's been raised continuously by councillors leaving from Donegal right round the coast back into Letterkenny. All lands off that road are sterilised, and we're not looking for planning permission to come out on corners. We're looking for planning permission and access where they're safe to do so and where there's ample vision lines. So it's vitally important now that we close off this gap now, and the Minister announces these at an early date.
Well, Housing Minister James Brown says people should be allowed to live in their own community.
Well, I think the first thing any government has to do is ensure that its policies are sensible, are common sense for the people who live in the country. And perhaps there has been too much of a focus on rules and regulations, and what I want to do is bring it back to the needs of ordinary people in this country. And it is about reducing the cost on people as well, because as I say, the system there so far at the moment is too confusing.
Fuel prices are set to climb again, with Sinn Féin saying government decisions will push costs even higher for motorists and hauliers. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says the extension of excise duty cuts until September 1st is only a short-term delay, with the tax being phased back in until the end of the year. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson also says the move amounts to kicking the can down the road, warning that diesel prices could rise to above €2 per litre.
What they're doing is they've made a decision that before the end of the year they will increase the price of diesel by 34 cents. Now everybody knows what they've been paying at the pumps at the minute, and that means it will push the price of diesel well above €2. It is simply unacceptable at a time when so many people are feeling the pinch, and this cannot go ahead. So I'm asking that there is a full debate in relation to this here, and the government sees sense and the pressures that people are under at the pumps at this point in time.
Well, the Taoiseach insists the government has made significant interventions on the cost of living. It comes as ministers have decided to delay the reintroductions of the excise duty on petrol and diesel. Micheál Martin rejects the assertion that his government hasn't taken action to help people deal with the cost of living.
You can take other measures we took in terms of the free hot school meals, in terms of free primary books and free school books, in terms of a lot of charges we took out of the health service to facilitate families in particular. And these measures were all with a view to helping families deal with the crisis.
The new Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District is Councillor Martin Farn, with outgoing Cathaoirleach Councillor Martin McDermott elected as his deputy. Accepting the position, Councillor Farn stressed the importance of the Inishowen Peninsula within Donegal, saying he'd be prioritising the defective blocks issue. He also highlighted that all members of the MD put on the Inishowen jersey and take the peninsula's concerns to Lifford, and he wants to see that continue through his period of the chair. Councillor Farn says his election means a lot to him.
Oh, it means a terrible lot. It's a great honour for me to be the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen area here. It's a great honour not just for me and my family as well, and I want to thank the members for putting their confidence in me and hope that I do my very best for them and for the people that we represent here in Inishowen over the next 12 months. There's an awful lot of work has been done, and there's an awful lot of work more to be done. So I will be doing the very best I possibly can to do that over the next 12 months.
And what would you say is your priority for the year ahead?
Really, the big thing really that hit this peninsula extremely hard, and we're all aware of it at this stage, is the defective block crisis. That's the big one. You know, it's the biggest disaster actually to hit this county or this peninsula in decades. You know, and for those people, it's shame on those people who have caused this defective block crisis. How they could possibly manufacture those type of blocks and allow them to be sold, and it's a disaster. I feel terribly sorry for people that are in that situation at the moment. As I said, they've got mortgages, 30-year mortgages, and a few years into that mortgage, they've suddenly discovered that their house has got defective blocks, and it's a terrible way to be left. And it's something that the Donegal County Council, and I must congratulate them, has done over the last number of years, doing their very, very best to help the people out there.
A man who was convicted of the murder of Natalie McNally in 2022 is to appeal against the sentence he received. Stephen McCullough staged a fake YouTube gaming livestream to provide an alibi. Earlier this month, a judge told Mr. McCullough he'll serve over 30 years in prison. The Public Prosecution Service has now been notified. An appeal against the sentence has been lodged. Gardaí are appealing for information after a grave was damaged at a cemetery in Letterkenny. The incident of criminal damage happened at Leck Graveyard sometime between Monday the 15th of June and Tuesday last. Gardaí say a headstone appears to have been struck by a vehicle or a trailer, causing it to become dislodged from the top of the grave. Damage was also caused to the surrounding curbing. Anyone with information is being asked to contact an Garda Síochána in Letterkenny. Real campaigners say Donegal has once again been left behind following the latest major funding announcement for cross-border rail projects. Into the West Group says the county's exclusion from last week's €230 million shared island rail funding package represents a major missed opportunity. Campaign spokesperson Steve Bradley says the group had been seeking support for a feasibility study into restoring a rail link between Derry and Letterkenny. Instead, he says much of the funding announced will go towards projects and maintenance already committed elsewhere to existing rail networks. Mr. Bradley says the absence of any reference to Donegal is deeply disappointing.
The Derry Port of Down reopening, which is part of the Northwest Corridor along with Letterkenny to Derry, did a feasibility study 2 years ago, funded by London, and it had £500,000. But it's a really tiny fraction of what was committed to rail in this announcement last week. In total, €230 million was put aside for rail, a large chunk of that in the north, not a penny for feasibility study into reopening Letterkenny to Derry by rail.
And is it your fear that that says something about the mindset of those making these decisions?
It really does. They can't claim they weren't aware of the need for Letterkenny to Derry. We've been pushing on this for 2 years now. The two councils in the northwest, Donegal County Council and Derry Strabane District Council, sent a physical delegation to the Oireachtas last year, where they sat down with ministers and made the case for, you know, Derry Port of Down and Letterkenny to Derry, and the fact that a feasibility study was needed. So they can't claim that they didn't know that this is a piece of work which is essential. And the fact that so much money was put aside for rail, that so much of it is going towards maintenance in the north and to Belfast to Dublin Railway, which has had almost €1 billion now given to it in terms of new trains, greater frequency and electrification. The fact that in amongst all of that, they couldn't find a few hundred thousand euros to get the boulder rolling on Letterkenny to Derry Rail, it almost feels like a deliberate snub of rail in Donegal.
Gardaí are investigating two alleged assaults that took place over the weekend. One case seen a teenager's teeth damaged after being injured by a pellet gun at the Thin Valley show over the weekend, and another man left hospitalised in Buncrana. With the details, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The first incident occurred on Saturday last at the Finn Valley show in Killigordon at around 3 o'clock. A male teenager sustained dental damage after he's believed to have been struck by a pellet or a similar object from a toy gun. In this instance, a particular appeal has been made to the parents of children who attended the show to notify Gardaí in Ballyshannon if they were present when the incident occurred and if they have relevant information. Meanwhile, in the early hours of Sunday morning last, an alleged assault occurred on Main Street in Buncrana. At around 3:30 that morning, a man's reported to have been assaulted by another man. He attended Letterkenny University Hospital following the incident to receive treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have been in the area at that time with a dash cam to make that footage available to Buncrana Garda Station.
Housing shortages remain the greatest barrier preventing women leaving abusive relationships safely, according to a charity. Safe Ireland's one-day census reports has found that almost 1,900 women were turned away from domestic violence services during a six-month period due to a lack of accommodation. It's calling for increased refuge and safe accommodation capacity, along with dedicated housing pathways for survivors. Ciarán Norton works with the charity and says those staying in refuge longer than intended are another casualty of the housing crisis.
Everyone knows about the housing crisis, so people who may be in a precarious housing situation, or really any person, may choose to remain in their home out of fear of becoming homeless or having to present as homeless. There may not be space in a refuge, and after a refuge, which is supposed to be a temporary solution, women may find that they can't move on to somewhere safe because there is just no available housing for them. Refuge is supposed to be a temporary thing. We have people staying much longer in refuge because there is just no follow-on housing for them. There's no move-on housing. So we need more safe homes for people to move into after refuge. It's just another casualty, I suppose, of the housing crisis.
It is 5:42 here on Highland Radio. Chris Ashmore will be back with all the latest in sport after this short break. It is 5:45 here on Highland Radio, and Chris Ashmore's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We begin with soccer, and the round of 32 action continues at the World Cup shortly after Germany and the Netherlands were both eliminated in penalty shootouts overnight to Paraguay and Morocco. Could further shocks be in store? Well, Norway and the Ivory Coast, they meet in Dallas. That game has a 6 o'clock start, and then France will take on Sweden in New Jersey at 10 o'clock Irish time. Sweden head coach Graham Potter believes his team need to play the game of their lives if they are to win.
The exciting challenge that awaits us, we have to play the game of our lives, clearly, and the boys are in a really good place, I think, to be able to do that.
Antonin Kinski has signed a new 5-year contract with Tottenham Hotspur. The Czech goalkeeper was taken off in the first half of their Champions League game at Atletico Madrid during Igor Tudor's short time in charge last season. But he was recalled by De Zerbi and played a key role for Spurs as they avoided relegation. Ringmahon Rangers of Cork have opted to give Bohemians a walkover in their men's FAI Cup second round tie. That's due to be held on the July the 19th. The Cork club were meant to take on the Premier Division side on that day, which is the same day as the finals of both the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship and the World Cup. In a statement, Ringmahon confirmed that logistical challenges and player availability issues were factors in their decision to withdraw from the competition. Meanwhile, Sion Swift's football club has confirmed the purchase of the Brayfield football pitches, marking a significant milestone in the club's ongoing development. Meanwhile, their neighbours, Sion Mills Cricket Club, have secured the purchase of the home field cricket pitches. The club say they look forward to working closely together to enhance and develop this shared sporting area for the benefit of the people of Sion Mills and the wider community. The Irish Rugby Football Union has confirmed the appointment of 4 new members of their Women's Rugby Leadership Group across the 4 provinces. 2013 Grand Slam winners Niamh Briggs and Donegal's Larissa Muldoon have been appointed as Women's Rugby Leads at Munster and Connacht respectively. Former Wolfhounds head coach Neil Alcorn takes up the role at Ulster, while the Leinster appointee is the province's former development coach Derek Mabry. In Gaelic games, Tubbercurry and County Sligo will be the venue, and Galway will be the opposition for Donegal in the All-Ireland Ladies Under-20 Football Championship final, which will be played on Saturday week, July the 11th. On to tennis, and Iga Swiatek has got her title defence at Wimbledon up and running with a win in three sets over Taylor Townsend. Serena Williams will be back on centre court later this evening for her comeback match against Maya Joint. Meanwhile, fourth seed Ben Shelton has been knocked out in the first round by Finland's Otto Virtanen in a fifth set tiebreak after over 4 hours on court. In boxing, Friday night at the Valley 2 will take place at the Finn Valley Centre in Stranorra this coming Saturday, with the doors open at 6:30. The headline act will be Danny Duffy from Rafoe Boxing Club. The Strabane native made his professional debut in Letterkenny last October. At a press launch night ahead of the event, Jason Quigley of Shear Sports spoke to Highland Radio's Kieran Cannon and told him that the success of the first event in Stranorlar in February is one of the reasons why another event has come so soon.
February was sold out, action-packed night, unbelievable atmosphere, and it was just so special, and to have the Finn Valley Centre rammed to the back rafters, the noise and the fights and everything, you know, it was really a fantastic night. Hey, and I'm back for a reason, because it was such a demand on it the last time. It was such a success the last time, and the fighters loved it. They loved the valley. They loved the experience in there, and I think it's going to be a real iconic venue in Irish boxing over the next couple of years.
Now, staying with boxing, and Thomas Carty will lead the undercard for Katie Taylor's fight at Croke Park in September. The Phibsborough heavyweight will take on Dave Allen, while Limerick man Paddy Donovan will face Tyrone McKenna from Belfast. Among the other bouts confirmed by Matchroom Boxing today is Emmett Brennan against super middleweight prospect Taylor Vivan. And 80,000 tickets have already been sold before that undercard was even announced. Finally, midweek horse racing returns to the Big Isle in Manor Cunningham this evening for the first time in 30 years. There's a 7-race card with the first off at 6 o'clock, so there may be added traffic in that area. There are bookies on site and some great racing is in store, with many up-and-coming jockeys. And finally, a reminder that the Bundoran races will take place this coming Saturday. And that is your Tuesday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. A recent meeting of the Northwest Regional Health Forum has found incomplete public data regarding public dental screening in primary schools. In a response to a question from Councillor Declan Meehan, comprehensive figures from Donegal could not be provided. HSE dental screening is mandatory for sixth class pupils, meaning that as a means of preventative dental care. Councillor Meehan says it's frustrating to highlight an issue when given such an incomplete picture.
I asked for data which would compare each county across the west and northwest regions of the HSE, and what again we were provided with was incomplete data. We weren't given the numbers for Donegal, but what we can see across the western seaboard is that the HSE has a lack of resources in this area, which means that only sixth class pupils are being screened under the dental programme, with the exception of in County Roscommon, where first and second class pupils are also being screened. So this is something that obviously needs more resources in it. The public dental system is one which is extremely important, and the school-based appointments which identify issues early in children regarding their teeth is something that is critical and needs to be resourced.
When receiving the data, was there comprehensive data for each county except Donegal, or was there a region in Donegal included?
No, again, there wasn't comprehensive data provided for Donegal. There was more comprehensive data provided for each of the other internal healthcare areas in the different counties. The data was incomplete for Donegal. So again, it's very frustrating when you're trying to raise an issue, to highlight it and to advocate for more resources politically and publicly, when you're given an incomplete picture and you have to wait sometimes over a month for a follow-up with additional data to answer the question that was asked.
Gardaí in Bun Crana have renewed an appeal for information after a motorcyclist was injured last weekend in Aishon. It happened on the R238 at Three Trees Quigley's Point shortly after 1 o'clock on Wednesday. The driver of the car was not injured. The motorcyclist was taken to hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are urging anyone who travelled between Muff and Quigley's Point at around 1 o'clock on that date with dash cam footage to make it available to them. The WHO is warning Venezuela's health system is under huge strain. It says some hospitals have been damaged and medical staff are missing following last Wednesday's earthquakes. More than 1,700 people have so far been confirmed dead, while 43,000 are still unaccounted for. The UN is predicting the death toll could rise to 10,000. Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland, estimates that 1.8 million people will need humanitarian assistance.
Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dwellings, I use that word carefully, which are just built on top of each other, going up very, very steep mountains all around Caracas. So many of those houses are going to be inhabitable. They've been destroyed. So after the rescue and recovery stage, which has been the last 5 days, unfortunately, we're now transitioning to the humanitarian stage.
Looking now to the weather forecast, scattered heavy showers today becoming more isolated throughout the evening with highs of 17 to 19 degrees in mostly light to moderate westerly winds. To conclude this evening's news bulletin, a look back at the top stories. Cabinet has agreed on the new draft national planning statement on rural housing. It will now go to an environmental assessment under the relevant EU directives before being formally approved by government. Among a number of measures included in the plan are homeowners being allowed to build a second one-off house on the land to facilitate downsizing, while Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher's welcomed the new draft planning statement for housing in rural and Gaeltacht areas in particular. Fuel prices are set to climb again, with Sinn Féin saying government decisions will push costs even higher for motorists and hauliers. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says the extension of the excise duty cuts until September 1st is only a short-term delay, with the tax being phased back until the end of the year. The finance spokesperson says the move amounts to kicking the can down the road, warning diesel prices could rise to well above €2 a litre. A man who was convicted of the murder of Natalie McNally in 2022 is to appeal against the sentence he received. Stephen McCullough staged a fake YouTube gaming livestream to provide an alibi. Earlier this month, a judge told Mr. McCullough he'll serve over 30 years in prison. And finally, Gardaí are appealing for information after a grave was damaged at a cemetery in Letterkenny. The incident of criminal damage happened at Leck Graveyard sometime between Monday the 15th of June and Tuesday last. Gardaí say a headstone appears to have been struck by a vehicle or trailer, causing it to become dislodged from the top of the grave, and damage was also caused to the surrounding curbing. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with more at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, June the 30th. The death has occurred of Charlie O'Donnell, Ballure, Carndonagh. Charlie's remains will repose at his home in Ballure, Carndonagh from 7 p.m. this evening. Removal from there on Thursday at 10:20 a.m, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Sally McHugh, Nay Smith, Ard Connell, Ardra, and formerly of Conlon Road, Killybegs. Her remains will repose at McCabe's funeral home tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. and Thursday from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m., followed by private removal to her late residence in Ardconnell. House strictly private, please. Removal from there on Friday at 11:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Donations, if desired, to the Northwest Hospice, care of any family member or McCabe's funeral directors. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Freddie McGee of Cuttine, Derrybeg, and formerly of Gola Island. His remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, today until 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. Rosary Nightly at 8 p.m. Freddie's funeral mass will take place on Thursday at 1 p.m. in St. Colmkill's Church, Crookfulla. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Live. Family Flares only. Donations in lieu to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Bridget Breslin, Upper Main Street, Mountcharles. Remains are posing at Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mountcharles, tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mountcharles, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Blue Stack Special Needs Centre, Donegal Town, care of Gallagher's Funeral Home, Mountcharles, or any family member. The funeral mass will be live streamed on the Gallagher Funeral Directors and Funeral Home Facebook page. House strictly private today. The death has occurred of Jason Cannon, Mina Voy, Ballybuffet. Reposing in McCool's Funeral Home Ballybuffet today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 for burial in St. Patrick's Churchyard, Drumkeen at 1 p.m. The death has taken place of Michael Nicholas, Sapa, Muff. Michael will repose at his home today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.